When Warren Buffett first met Charlie Munger in 1959, something remarkable happened. The famously talkative Buffett became quiet, letting Charlie lead the conversation. This meeting of extraordinary minds launched one of history's most successful business partnerships, transforming Berkshire Hathaway into a $135 billion empire that multiplied investors' money over 13,500 times. What makes Charlie's thinking so powerful that it could silence Warren Buffett? The answer lies in his unique approach to understanding the world, a mental framework so compelling that luminaries from Bill Gates to Ray Dalio credit it with transforming their thinking. Imagine trying to understand a complex ecosystem with just a microscope. You'd miss the forest for the cells. This is Charlie's critique of modern expertise: too specialized, too narrow. To the man with a hammer, the world looks like a nail, he warns. Instead, Charlie advocates creating a latticework of mental models drawn from diverse disciplines: psychology, mathematics, biology, physics, history, and more. Real-world problems rarely respect academic boundaries. Take Coca-Cola's success. Most analysts focus on marketing budgets and distribution networks, but Charlie sees an intricate dance of psychological factors, habit formation, chemical reactions, caffeine's effects, and economic moats working in concert. When multiple forces combine, they create what he calls Lollapalooza effects, outcomes far more powerful than the sum of their parts. Charlie's 20-slot punch card concept asks, how would you invest if limited to just 20 lifetime investments? Like baseball's Ted Williams, who only swung at pitches in his sweet spot, Charlie waits patiently for rare opportunities that match his expertise and offer exceptional value. It takes character to sit there with all that cash and do nothing, Charlie observes. His sit-on-your-ass investing approach reduces fees and taxes while avoiding market noise. He first eliminates what to avoid: businesses he doesn't understand, untrustworthy people, and deteriorating competitive advantages. When he does invest, he makes large, decisive bets backed by thorough analysis. As Buffett notes, Charlie can analyze and evaluate any deal faster and more accurately than any man alive. A story about physicist Max Planck and his chauffeur illustrates the difference between genuine expertise and surface knowledge. The chauffeur memorizes Planck's lecture and delivers it perfectly, but when challenged with a difficult question, deflects by saying, "I'm surprised someone from Munich would ask such an elementary question. I'll let my chauffeur answer." In life, you must recognize whether you possess deep understanding like Planck or merely surface knowledge like the chauffeur. Munger and Buffett apply this principle by categorizing investments into three groups: yes, no, and too tough to understand. They comfortably place 95% of opportunities in the too tough category, explaining why Berkshire avoided technology investments for decades, even during the profitable dot-com boom. Staying within your circle of competence demands both intellectual honesty and emotional discipline, especially when facing pressure to have opinions on things you don't fully understand. This resistance to FOMO has been key to Berkshire's success. Perhaps Munger's most valuable contribution is his exploration of psychological biases that lead to poor decisions. He identifies about 25 cognitive tendencies that cause systematic errors in judgment. Consider deprival superreaction tendency, our irrational response to even small losses. Ever notice how losing $100 feels worse than finding $100 feels good? This explains why people fight fiercely over small slights, why gamblers chase losses, and why auction participants often overpay. Or take social proof tendency, our automatic imitation of others' behavior. This evolutionary trait serves us well in many situations, but leads to disastrous herd behavior in investing. Remember how everyone was buying crypto at the peak in 2021? That's social proof in action. Contrast misreaction tendency causes us to evaluate things relative to what we've just experienced rather than on absolute terms. Real estate agents exploit this by showing awful houses before presenting merely bad ones at slightly lower prices. This tendency also explains how people drift toward disaster through incremental steps, like the proverbial frog in gradually heating water. What makes these biases particularly dangerous is when they combine to create Lollapalooza effects, extreme outcomes from multiple tendencies working in the same direction. Understanding these combinations helps explain everything from cult conversions to market bubbles. Charlie's daughter Wendy's confidence during Watergate stemmed from absolute trust in her father's integrity. In business, Charlie maintains significant distance from legal boundaries. There should be all kinds of things you won't do, even though they're perfectly legal. Charlie views ethics as practical business wisdom, citing Ben Franklin. He didn't say honesty was the best morals, he said it was the best policy. This philosophy guides Berkshire's relationships with stakeholders. Unlike companies focused on short-term stock manipulation, Berkshire strives to have its stock trade at intrinsic value. Today, it seems to be regarded as the duty of CEOs to make the stock go up. This leads to all sorts of foolish behavior. We want to tell it like it is. In acquisitions, Berkshire seeks admirable founders and grants them significant autonomy. We have decentralized power to a point just short of total abdication, fostering invention and reality recognition within each business unit. Through these principles, Munger proves that ethical behavior creates sustainable competitive advantage through trust and reputation. Spend each day trying to be a little wiser than you were when you woke up, Charlie advises. Step by step, you get ahead, but not necessarily in fast spurts. This methodical approach treats learning like compound interest. Small daily investments in knowledge yield exponential returns over time. Reading is fundamental to Munger's self-improvement philosophy. He knows no wise people who didn't read all the time. None, zero. His diverse reading spans science, economics, psychology, history, and biography, reflecting his belief that wisdom comes from understanding how different fields interconnect. Through books, he makes friends among the eminent dead who had the right ideas. Charlie warns against the destructive nature of envy, calling it one of the deadly sins and the only one you could never possibly have any fun at. He advocates reducing material needs as defense against both inflation and discontent. On relationships, his advice is characteristically direct. The best single way is to deserve a good spouse, because a good spouse is, by definition, not nuts. Most importantly, Charlie emphasizes that wealth alone constitutes a failed life. He measures success by contribution to society, quality of relationships, and continuous intellectual growth. His guiding principle? I believe in the discipline of mastering the best that other people have ever figured out. I don't believe in just sitting down and trying to dream it all up yourself. Nobody's that smart.